What up, what up, what up? This is Diz What It Is podcast. I'm the world famous DJ Diz. I got my right hand man Southside C's with me.
Yeah, though, what's up?
And today our special guest is the one and only. Not only is she our homegirl, but she's the author of this new book called Toxic. Miss GG, that we know her of. Miss Greer Garcia. What up, GG?
What's poppin'?
Yo, so I'm glad to have you here today. We're going to have a dope episode. We got a lot to unpack. We're going to get into this toxic bag.
Yeah, true.
Y'all already know how this shit go, man. It is what it is podcast. It's been a crazy week for all of us. C-Ray, how was your week, kid?
Yo, my week was actually beautiful this week, man.
Yeah, the weather
was
great.
Was beautiful.
Yeah, give it to
us. From gloomy to nice and warm, and tomorrow is going to be cold as fuck again, people. So get ready for it. But other than that, man, I did the same thing that I do every week, every day. Get some money and stay out the way, you know?
Yeah, that's what's up. Week was good, man. Whole lot of shit going on this week, you know what I mean? Up and down, but progress is all I'm about, you know what I mean? Progress is all I'm about. So this week has definitely been a progressive week, a productive week, and I can't complain about that, you know what I mean? Miss GG, Miss Greer Garcia in the building.
Yeah, though.
Published author.
Yeah, though.
How was your week? How was your week?
Busy, usual.
Yeah.
It's very busy. I'm a mother. I just got a lot going on. The book, work, it's just everything. I'm a busy lady.
Okay. You see the book doing numbers. Toxic is out. Today we started, C-Ray started reading it, got the prologue down.
Right.
Spicy.
I'm about spicy.
Yeah,
like
y'all.
I'm about halfway through.
Word.
Definitely interesting. It go from a nice relationship to toxic real quick, and I don't even want
to
give away all of the book. I don't want
to
give away all of the book. I'm not gonna give away any of the book, but we're definitely gonna talk about it. We're gonna get into the bag of toxic today.
Right.
Like the definition of toxic, what toxic means, toxic relationships, toxic friendships, toxic jobs, toxic family, everything, man. We're going to talk everything toxic today. Make sure y'all tune in. Make sure y'all call us up, 757-524-2998. That's 524-2998. Call in.
Almost got it, y'all. Almost got that shit.
524-2998. You can call up and get all of your shit off, man. Tell Diz what it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I first want to start off by giving a big RIP to Breonna Taylor. Yesterday made 1 year since she passed away.
Definitely.
Still haven't got any justice for her. The trial is still going on. So we'll see how that shit plays out. You know what I mean? But I definitely want to give a RIP to Breonna Taylor.
Yeah, definitely want to give condolences to her family and everyone in the world that was affected by that situation that's
everybody
still ongoing.
Facts. Yeah. Facts. And everybody that's fighting for her justice, too.
Yes, sir.
I mean? For sure. I also want to talk about some toxic shit that I seen this week.
Hold on. We can't just move past one of the late great Marvin Hagler.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Away.
Yeah, you know what?
The greatest boxers in history.
You're right.
One of the toughest guys you ever saw in a ring in your life.
You're right.
Rest in peace, Marvin Hagler.
I can't forget Marvin Hagler while we're doing our RIPs. I want to give a big rest in peace to Marvin Hagler.
Definitely.
Hagler and Hearns, I know you're probably familiar with that fight, but Marvin Hagler was definitely a great boxer, legendary. So we definitely want to give a RIP to him as well. What happened? You said Scream Man, what'd you say?
No, the crazy situation in Norfolk with the
Yeah, that's what I was gonna touch on. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The toxic shit I seen this week since we doing RIPs. A young lady and her mother was killed in Norfolk in a toxic relationship. The guy went crazy, killed Shorty, killed her mother.
Wow.
I don't want to mess her name up, but our sound engineer knew who she was.
Morgan Baysmore.
Okay, so we definitely want to give a RIP to Morgan Baysmore.
Rest in peace, Morgan Baysmore.
Her mother, condolences and all of that,
condolences to your family.
That toxic shit is real. bad relationships are for real. Yes. All right, ladies, get out if you can. You know what I mean? Don't ever get in that situation. Yeah.
Everybody needs therapy.
I suggest that too.
Yeah.
It's not just ladies, men too, though.
I suggest that too. Men, especially. Right. You know what I mean?
I definitely agree. Men, especially. You got to talk to somebody. If it's not a circle of people that you have around you that you talk to, go talk to somebody. Man. Cause like,
that's a fact, man. Because if a man can't vent, I'm telling you right now, he'll definitely lose his cool. And, Go crazy. You know what I mean? That shit has happened a whole lot of times when people we know and don't know. You know what I mean? But we see it in the news all the time. So I definitely want to give an RIP. I hate that we had to start off on a
gloomy.
You know what I mean? On a gloomy ass note. But we in a celebratory mode because one of our friends, now we know you for damn near 20 years, longer than that.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But one of our great friends, Miss Greg Garcia, has published a book.
Published author.
So I want to definitely give some shouts out to that. Yo,
published author, y'all. Yeah, it's real.
Yes, yes. It was a long time coming, too.
It's just real. Nah, published author. How does that feel,
though? Yeah, where my round of applause at, man? Let's give it one more time, man. Published author, Greg Garcia. It's really, really good.
How does that feel, B? Like, you're a published author now, like, and they eating your shit up. They love it.
My gosh, it's like surreal. Honestly, like I can't believe, like when I got my first copy, I was just like, oh my gosh. I saw it arrive at my house. Like I was outside and I was just chilling. It was nice outside. And then I saw a UPS pull up and I'm like, is that me? And then I opened it. I was like, oh my God. I was really excited and I couldn't believe it actually happened finally. Thank you.
Just ring it down.
But it finally happened. It was a long time coming. It was a process. It could have came out sooner, but like I went through some things. I went broke at one time, and then I had to stop the production for a little bit, and then got my bread up, and then here I am.
So it people don't really understand that, but it actually costs money to like get that off the ground, like get to these, I won't say production, but distributors,
right?
And people who's gonna publish your book. So how'd that process go for you?
The writing part was easy. I wrote this book, I want to say 4 years ago.
Okay.
And then it was already done. It took me no time to do it because I was motivated. I kept on writing. I was actually doing it in between my patients, you know. So, like, while I was doing nothing, I was just on the computer typing. And then next thing you know, like, I sent my book out to, like, 3 different publishers. And those 3 different publishers, it was up to them if they accepted my book. Wow. I actually got accepted all 3 times.
That's great. That's heavy.
I was surprised that they all, you know, accepted it. And then I had to choose from there what I wanted, what they offered. So it was, they actually have a local publishing company here that I didn't go with. But
why didn't you stick with VA?
Let's see. At the time, I was working 2 jobs. I'm a mother of 4.
Okay.
And then I was working on this book. And the one that's local, they actually wanted me to do pretty much all the work. Mm. So they wanted me to, like, self-edit, co-edit, all of that. And I didn't have the time for it.
Mm. Right.
Like, it was very difficult as it is just being a mom working 2 jobs besides being a author. So I was just like, oh gosh, I'm not gonna have the time to do it. I can't, you know. Mm. So I went with the publishing company that I'm with, Newman Springs Publishing, and they're based off New Jersey, and they had everything I wanted. It was like a little bit more pricey, but they did everything, and they did such an amazing job. My cover, that's exactly how I wanted it. Everything, as far as, like, the text, just everything. And it was just perfect. Like, one shot, they got it done. Mm. And, yeah.
And now you sold out on Amazon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
Selling out on Amazon every week. Also available on Barnes & Nobles. Make sure you go get your copy of Toxic.
I got mine, yo.
That's super dope. We have, you know, I know a couple of people that have written books before. A couple of authors who are, you know, are inspiring as well. But what made you want to get into writing books anyway and being an author?
number one, I was always good at writing papers in school, middle school, high school, college. Everyone paid me to do their papers.
You was a bookworm.
Yeah, it just came naturally, you know. So it was just nothing to me. Like I did a 20-page paper the day before it was due, like nothing. Mm-hmm. So it's just natural. And then like my whole goal in life is to basically like touch someone's life, like make a difference in someone's life. So through my writing, I believe I could do that. Like this book, Toxic, you know,
okay.
A lesson got to be learned. I've written several other books already, and there's always a lesson to be learned in each book, even my children's books.
I think that's dope.
That's dope shit. Several other books already. So you're saying it like you got more on the way? You got more coming for us?
I've written already a good 4, and then I'm actually a little ADD, so I'm working on 4 others at the same time. My mind just everywhere, so you know, I think of something and then I type it, and then if I get bored of that, I go to the next one, and it's just whatever just flows, whatever's on my mind at the moment, then I work on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what's up, yeah. Something to look forward to.
How early did you start like the descriptive writing though? Like how early? Can you remember like writing stories?
I had to be in middle school, really. Like writing stories, but it wasn't just writing stories. I was writing songs, I was doing poems, I was doing a whole lot of different writing. Anything.
Oh, writing songs, you got bars?
Chill. Hold on.
You got bars?
A little bit, but you know, no. That's why I'm not here for it.
No, that's some dope shit. So what do we have to look forward to on the next book? Like, is it going to be somewhat similar to what we have in Toxic? Or are you going in a different direction? What's your next book?
I'm going in a different direction. The second go around, I'm going to put out a children's book. So, me being a mother of 4, you know, I'm writing a book about each one of my children. Like they're the narrator, basically.
Okay.
And they're talking about them. And then like my next one is about allergies. My son's allergic to quite a few things. So he's the narrator, and it's just like, you know, giving alternatives, what to eat, what not to eat instead, and what we have to do to be very cautious about his food and how we handle him. So
that's actually dope. And I see that being like a bestseller for real. Like you never know.
Yeah, but well,
a whole lot of kids got allergies, man. Be allergic to peanuts, and
that's what he's allergic to.
I got this one kid in my school. He allergic to the food coloring red 40. Yo, think about how much shit in red 40 is in though.
Yes,
it's
a lot.
In everything. Yes. You can't eat.
You're allergic to bananas?
Yes.
Definitely.
So you've never actually been able to appreciate banana pudding?
Never. You never had banana pudding ever.
Oh,
he almost died off a banana.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. The banana That's almost terrible. Ate. The banana split. Almost split his wig. It's crazy. I mean, I got some. I'm allergic to shellfish. You know what I mean? So
I'm allergic to fish. I'm not allergic to shellfish, but fish, all fish.
Wow, that's
regular
weird,
fish.
Man.
So we're opposite.
I thought me being allergic to carrots was weird. Y'all got some
carrots.
Bad shit.
Oh my
carrots.
Gosh.
Yeah, so, carrots is candy weird. Carrots. Like who eats? You don't make me eat carrots.
Candy
like
carrots,
that.
Bro. Like,
everybody.
You allergic to some shit, screaming?
Nah.
Mm-mm.
I'm actually not allergic.
You ain't allergic. Nah, he eat like a hog. He eat everything.
Everything.
Vegan Boss, we know you. Look, Vegan Boss don't even eat everything. So what you allergic to? Nothing? Damn. So we the only ones.
He drink fat-free water.
Yeah, we the only ones with allergies in here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know. Look, slip this man a banana, he dead.
Ain't no banana pudding.
Yeah, no banana pudding, no banana.
Ooh.
Banana nut bread.
Right, right.
That's bad, yo. Like
banana, like what about banana flavor?
That's
shit?
A flavor.
The flavors, I'm good. I'm actually allergic to the oil that the banana produces. So when you unpeel it, the oil that's inside the peel.
Oh,
that's crazy.
You know what's crazy? I'm slightly allergic.
I wouldn't even fuck with you. He said antibiotic shock and shit, all that shit. That's crazy.
That means your throat swell up. Yeah, I mean hood terms, your throat swell up.
Anaphylactic.
You can't come over for Thanksgiving, cause you start shaking and shit.
Oh, you know the story. See, that's week. That's what. Damn. I woke up, bro. I was lost.
You tried to eat the banana pudding?
No, long story short, I didn't know I was allergic to bananas. Quarter cramp. I was in college. And, they gave me a banana, you know, like, oh, you got a cramp.
Oh, because of potassium. Yeah. Right.
Yo, why I wake up in the hospital, stomach pump.
Oh my gosh.
Like, what you got you here? You would have died. Like,
God.
Wow. Damn. Wow.
So you had never had a banana before?
You had like a Charlie horse then.
As a kid, I didn't like bananas, but I'm pretty sure that's why I didn't.
That's why.
It's crazy. Wow.
That's crazy.
They stink, all that.
It's crazy.
I fucking love bananas.
It's not that bad of a smell.
Me too, man. That's terrible.
Hey, that's damn.
It's not that bad. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you ain't no real black man. Yeah,
hey, you can't come over for Thanksgiving, bro. Because it's bananas and everything. No, I'm just
bananas and peanut butter all day.
That's crazy, though. Banana. Damn, I'm sorry.
My shit, look, honestly, my shit not that bad. Like, if
that's
I eat
toxic,
if I eat shrimp, yeah, that's hey, that's toxic. That's toxic to the body.
Yes.
Now, real shit, if I eat like shrimp or crab or whatever, like my lips and shit will swell up. You know what I mean?
Not your mouth, but, like, yeah, your like tongue I ain't, or anything, your throat.
Yeah, like I ain't gonna die. Yeah, I don't think I'm gonna die from it though.
No, that's different with me because with the fish, like my whole mouth swells up, the inside of my cheeks, my tongue, my throat, it gets all itchy.
Yeah,
you
and
I heard if you eat the snails, you know, shit swells up, but I don't know about that shit. Y'all,
what are you talking about? Yeah, what kind of snails you talking?
Yeah,
hey, boy, you don't get your guy.
Oh, you know what I mean? Your shit cracking. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yo, this has been a super dope week, man. Not even to jump off topic, man, but I just saw today that Nas won the album of the year for the Grammy joint. You know what I mean?
That's for the new joint.
Yeah, man, for the King's Disease.
So,
yo, Nas definitely getting his props this year. Yeah, he got the Grammy, man, for the best rap.
That's dope.
Is that his first?
King's Disease was a great album.
Is that Nas' first joint?
I loved it.
I think it might be his first one, bro.
That's wild, man. Shout out to my man, Nas. Nas here, Jones.
Big up, big up, big up.
With the Grammy, you know what I mean? I think that was super dope. Like I said, he deserve it.
Yeah, he deserve definitely deserves it.
Long time coming.
Yes, long time.
I mean, just the album art alone was crazy.
It was. Yeah,
the album was great as well.
Did y'all know every time he released an album, Jay-Z released some shit the same day?
Yeah. I heard that.
I heard about that too.
If I was Nas, I would get so tired of when people start talking about me. Soon after that, they start talking about Jay-Z.
Nah, like, he addressed it, I think, before. And I think Jay addressed it, too. Like, I don't think it's something they're doing on purpose, but it does happen.
It happens very often.
It does happen.
Well, it's a little more coincidental.
It might be a little marketing scheme, you know?
Jay got control.
That is true.
Nah.
You say somebody text Jay, Nas got some new shit. All right. Get ready.
We got to scream it.
We got a phone call. Who this?
Call from
Ryan.
To accept, press 1.
Okay,
to send a voicemail, press 2.
Yo, what up? What up? You live on the Diz What It Is podcast, man. Say your shit. What up?
Who this?
What's good, B? It's Gundy Brown. What's poppin'?
What up,
what's
Gundy?
What's good, boy?
Gundy, talk to
me. Ain't nothing chillin'.
What's poppin' with you, guys?
Ain't nothing out here just getting it, man. Getting to it, that's all.
You know.
Trying to motivate everybody to do it.
Okay.
That's what it is, man. I appreciate you for calling up, man. Hey, look, Gunny, I got a question for you since we're talking toxic. What's your most toxic relationship?
Oh, Lord Jesus.
No name. No name. No name.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Hey, you call.
I'm gonna put it like this. All four of them motherfuckers are the same.
Four toxic relationships.
All of them was toxic, but at the end of the day, looking back on it, I was the reason. I was a common denominator in all four of them. So,
right.
Okay. I understand.
That's real. Hey, look, Gundy, man, I appreciate you for calling, man. We're gonna have you up here in April, man, because you a travel agent now. You know what I mean?
You already know.
And I want to get you up here to talk some basketball.
Hey, anybody listening, man, look out You need any flights, you need any hotel rooms, hit Gundy B up.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, hit Gundy B up. You need flights, hotels, you know what I mean?
Light skin traveling.
Hey, Gundy. Gundy gonna get you.
Hey,
man.
You need the house built, you need the car transported, hit me. I got you.
Hey, you right about swag. Gundy is grinding, definitely grinding, a jack grinding. Of all trades, man. Hey, I appreciate you for calling up, Gundy, no doubt, man.
Yo, appreciate you.
All right, BZ, y'all. Love y'all, nigga.
Love you too, boy. One.
Yo, Gundy, wow.
That's what it is, B.
Gundy
is
a
boy
superstar.
Out there on the grind, B.
Yeah. Yeah, I appreciate him for calling up. That's what it is, man. You can always call up 757-524-2998. You can always tell Diz what it is, tell C-Ray what it is.
Always.
And you can always give some insight on our guests that's up here, man.
That's a fact.
I ain't mean to put Gundy on the spot with the toxic, but this...
And he swerved it. That shit like a round the back pass.
And listen, but I'm glad he called because I wanted to touch on that. He also said that he was a common denominator in that. And he was saying that, you know, out of all four of them, they were all the same. So my question is, can toxic relationships be beneficial?
Yeah.
You say yeah really quick.
Because I was in a toxic relationship and it really taught me about myself, for one.
Mm-hmm.
And it taught me about the things that I didn't want, the things that I needed to avoid, and the things that I needed to do better personally, and things that I didn't want in a woman. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That's definitely a learning experience.
Okay.
So that toxic relationship was beneficial.
Right.
Have you ever been in a toxic relationship that was beneficial?
I've never been in a toxic relationship that was beneficial, but I can understand the aspect of a toxic relationship being beneficial. Like, well, you know what? I have been in a toxic relationship that was beneficial.
Well, kick it. What up?
Like, you know, just for me personally, I was in a relationship with a person that was toxic, but we made a lot of money.
Mm.
Made a lot of money together.
Okay, but it was beneficial, but it was financially.
It was financially beneficial, but the relationship was toxic. Because
like, he was arguing, yelling, and screaming, but at the end of the day, he was counting green.
Exactly.
Can't be mad at that.
Can't be mad at that.
So, is it,
I believe toxic relationships can be beneficial.
Is it different from a woman's perspective on a toxic relationship? Can it be beneficial?
It could be beneficial if there's change. If they realize it. And they actually take action to change. I think it would be beneficial.
Oh, you gotta elaborate on that.
Cause you coming from the toxic person?
Yeah, like does the toxic person need to change?
Not necessarily. The toxic. It's actually both because it's teamwork. Teamwork makes a dream work, right?
Yeah, but toxic people ain't gonna change. They toxic
not all
already.
The time.
They poisoned. I
mean, you're right. Poison. You're right. But there's also always a possibility of someone changing. Like, you realize everything. It was probably too late by then, right?
Oh, I was a toxic person. I was getting away from their toxic ass.
Well, okay.
Oh, you was
okay.
You wasn't the toxic
okay.
one.
Yeah. Okay.
See, like, I was a toxic one in a relationship before. You know what I mean? And I've also been in a relationship with a toxic person.
Okay.
True.
But what is the definition of toxic, though? The definition of toxic is
wait,
I got it.
Okay.
Very unpleasant or very harmful or unpleasant and insidious or pervasive first or insidious by.
Hey, look at this man trying to. Look at this.
I can't remember the first number.
Look at Webster. Look at Webster. No, what is the Webster's definition of toxic? What is that? You gonna pull it up?
I almost had
you was
it
close.
I was close.
You was close. I
sure
think you right on.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, I think. Right. I think you right. I think you right on spot with that. See,
he
I don't know.
There. He
screaming,
got
you
it.
Don't got it. Nobody has
definitely
it.
Exactly what I said. I'm telling.
I know. We're waiting for the definition of toxic by Google.
There's a couple definitions.
Now it's a couple definitions.
Give me the one that you gave me.
Yeah, what is it?
Very harmful. That one.
Harmful.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
That one.
And it could be exhibiting symptoms of infection or toxicosis.
Nah, man.
That's
you
physical. That's
man.
Physical.
Man.
What's the first one?
You just went over this shit.
Yeah.
You got that boo effect.
Very, very harmful or indecent or some shit. What
it
was that
very
one?
Harmful.
So, not even just the Webster
dictionary.
What's your definition of toxicity?
My definition of toxic is something that hurts. You know what I'm saying?
Hurts but feel good at the same time.
No, because toxic burns in essence. You know what I'm saying? When you think about the barrel,
so toxic is
with
just
the X's
toxic.
And the shit on it, poisonous. That means poison.
Poison. It's poison.
You know poison.
It's poison.
Toxic.
It's on the
toxic
cover.
Toxic means poison.
It's hazardous.
Right here.
It's
don't
the nectar.
Do that. You get me? Toxic.
Right here.
It's the nectar.
That's it, right there. You don't live. Yeah. That toxic means life ending to me. That's what that means.
Okay, so why do we see the word toxic thrown around so much nowadays? And we see
we see it
in a lot of relationships. Like, everybody's screaming toxic, toxic, toxic.
But what
does it really, really mean? What does it mean to you?
Poison. It's poisonous. It's harmful, negative, all of that. Yeah.
I just feel like it's one of those personified nouns that everything is that now.
People throw that shit around everywhere.
They everything do.
Is, that beef is toxic.
Right.
You know what I'm
beef
saying?
Is toxic.
Or toxic. Females, or, you know what I'm saying?
Females, I hear females say they like toxic relationships.
Females like a toxic man to a certain extent, right?
To a certain extent.
Like, I heard on the radio, she was like, dude was kind of lame because like, he never gets mad at me. He never wants to.
He's not toxic enough.
He was boring enough. It was too
women
boring.
Women are attracted to the toxic. Is toxic
right.
another word for the thug nowadays? Like roughnecks in the 90s, we were toxic, and now
roughnecks in the
90s. Not necessarily a thug.
I'm just throwing that out there. Like, is it, you know what I mean? Because women are still attracted to the bad boy.
Does the toxic man,
in essence, it sounds like these women that you're talking about that you said like toxic relationships, it sounds like they just want a man that's a man that's willing to stand up for itself if they get out of line or
uneven.
Somebody gets out of line.
Future the king of toxic, right?
He is.
Future
yes.
king toxic. And he like pride himself on being toxic and women are attracted to that. That's what I'm saying. Like I'm saying like in that point of view, like women are attracted to that. Like they want the bad boy image.
They like assholes.
Yeah, they
asshole. Like
yeah,
assholes.
Niggas that's shit
it's
on
terrible.
You. That's like, I was trying to stay away from niggas that shit on you. I was trying to stay away
it's
from
terrible.
No, that's
it's a terrible
that
thing.
You want a nigga that's gonna shit on you.
Now,
you know what I mean?
Now, as a toxic man, do they understand that? Does a toxic man understand that, yo, if I don't treat this girl well or I don't text back and I don't do all this, does she loves me more? Does that happen?
No. A lot of men that I've dealt with, they don't realize it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So speak on it. What's been your, like your most toxic relationship? You know what I mean? Like, did you feel like this guy just didn't get the picture? It was toxic all the way around. It didn't benefit you at all. You got to throw names out. Just be like, yeah, throw an initial or something.
Throw names out, baby.
Okay, an X. There you go, an X.
It's just
constantly like cheating, saying that I'm not gonna do it again, and then does it 2 minutes later, basically.
So are you...
I just crushed a lot.
How was you catching a nigga cheating?
Yeah, like, are you the toxic one for taking them back? Are you the toxic one for taking them back for cheating?
I mean, I think it went both ways, honestly. I mean, I was hoping for change. Mm-hmm. I was hoping that he'll eventually grow up.
Okay.
And we could work on things and...
I got a question for you.
Sure.
Since I just read the prologue.
Okay.
First 17 words was crazy.
Thank you.
First 17 words.
Did you know before that moment, and I'm not going to divulge into what happened because people need to purchase the book.
Right.
Amazon.
Right.
But before that moment that you spoke of in the prologue, did you have a red flag of the relationship being toxic?
How you know that's her, nigga?
Yeah, it's the book. How you know the book about
the
her?
As far as the character,
is that book based on a true story?
You ain't even. I was about to get to that.
Okay. All right, let's clear this up. It's based on true events. Okay.
Okay.
I've seen. Look, I've seen plenty of things in my life. I've dealt with plenty of things in my life. I have a lot of friends that have been dealing with toxic relationships for like years.
Okay.
So it's a whole bunch of everything put into one. Basically.
Right. That's what inspired you to write this talk. So it's not all your circumstances,
right.
But it's other situations you've seen.
Right.
It ain't just you to answer your question. So how did you feel when a nigga hit you on the side of your head? Like, was it you?
Spoiler.
Toxic for me is like a female, from my point of view, a female that like don't treat you good, don't like, she's not doing what she's supposed to as far as like what you need in love, but she won't let you go. That's toxic as fuck.
That is toxic.
That's toxic as fuck. Okay. Yo, like,
that was toxic.
That was a toxic sound effect.
Definitely was.
No, honestly though, like to me that's a toxic thing. Like, and men do that too. You know what I'm saying? Men do it. Like, we might have a female. You know what I'm saying? You're not treating her whatever. But yeah, you know what? Men get a lot of blame for this shit. But it's a whole lot of toxic females out here in the world.
This is a fact.
Like, if you on
the, in my Kevin Samuels voice.
Yeah, and Kevin Samuels says if you on the gram offering nothing but ass and titties, then how can a man be like, you know what, I want a relationship out of this? You know what I mean? Like, she's not toxic. You know what I mean? She ain't got five niggas chasing after her. You know what I mean? I ain't gotta compete. You know what I mean? It's just me and her. I got an opportunity, a real shot. You know what I mean? That's toxic as fuck too, right?
It is very toxic.
Toxic parents raise toxic children.
Let's talk about that. That's just a learned experience.
Let's talk about that. That's just a learned experience, man.
Like, I mean, if you come up in a house where the adults are always arguing and you figure that problem solving comes from arguing, then you're gonna argue to problem solve because right. that's what you were taught.
That's what you learn. Learn behavior. And that's a fact.
If modeling behavior.
Come up in like what I would consider a toxic relationship is your mother or you being a child and watching your mother get beat up and your mother continuing to put herself in those same situations or relationships. Mm. Now that's toxic. Yeah. Because now not only is the guys that she's choosing them for a reason. So it's not just these men being toxic, because it takes a certain kind of man to beat a woman, but it takes a certain kind of woman to accept that behavior as well.
Continuous behavior.
You know what I mean? And that's what the definition of insanity is. Continuing to do the same behavior and expecting a difference.
Yeah, expecting different results. That's a fact.
I think toxic and insanity go hand in hand.
That's a fact. Yeah. And most people, when you say toxic, they will automatically think that abusive behavior,
right.
Domestic abuse, verbal abuse, you know, I mean, those things are the first things you would think of as toxic. But there's some smaller things that can be classified as toxic as well. You know what I mean?
There's a lot of things that can be classified
as
toxic. Eating in a certain relationship, toxic. Your diet could definitely be toxic. Shit, it could be little shit like your spending habits. Spending habits can be toxic as shit. You know what I mean?
It's a fact.
Like, if you in a relationship with a girl and she spending all her money on Jimmy Choo's every week, and you actually trying to save it for a house or like some real purchase, like, that's toxic. You know what I mean?
Very toxic.
Same with men. You know what I mean? Men ain't saving.
If you got an apartment with her and she don't never got her half of the rent, and you think you about to get a crib, she's gonna learn how to refinance the crib for Jimmy Choo's.
Hey, look,
statement.
Hey, look, message. Hey, real shit though, man. Like, toxic can be spread all over though, man. Toxic can be just not just relationships, but toxic can be family. It could be friendships. It could be jobs. And I know, like, a lot of people stay in toxic job situations because of the bread. They go to work every day and they hate their job. Their job toxic as shit. It fucks up their mental health. You know what I mean? A lot of times deal with their physical health. Stress.
Exactly.
Yes. Stress will definitely affect you physically.
Yeah, so these jobs are, you know what I mean, have so much toxicity. Right. Yeah, toxicity.
I got toxicity. I got my job.
Word.
Crazy. Don't do
that. Don't do that.
Hey, listen. It's some toxic coworkers that you be like, damn, man, I hate to see this motherfucker today. But
do you feel like people can be toxic negative. To themselves?
Yeah. Yeah, hell yeah.
Of course. Yes.
Your choices can be toxic.
Highly procrastinatory or procrastinative or whatever the case is.
Like,
I feel like that's toxic. You know what I'm saying? Like, I hold myself back from a lot of things that I just don't get at when I could get at them.
That's
toxic. You know what I mean?
I mean, not even that, man. I feel like, you know, with me dealing with anxiety or mental health and things like that, I find that me self-medicating is toxic. Like, I smoke, I drink, I, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I deal with a lot of this shit. And to me, I feel like that's toxic. Yeah, everybody usually deal with that. They have a rough day at work. They're like, oh, man, I need a drink. And they go right to the bar or right to the crib. They pour themselves a shot.
Or I need a smoke.
Yeah, and they, yo, they roll themselves a spliff or whatever. You know what I mean? So that's toxic behavior in itself. You got to find other ways to, you know, deal with your stress.
Deal with your stress and anxiety. And
yeah, man. So you can definitely, you know, be self-destructive. You know what I mean? For sure. But that shit spread around, though. You know what I mean? Like, the jobs, like, friendships, relationships, like, family. Yeah,
friendships can be friendships can definitely be toxic.
Yeah.
Definitely really be toxic.
They really like,
because some people that you hold in your life, they actually there because they need to be, not... Like I said, again, toxic relationships can be beneficial because a person that's close to you doesn't necessarily need to be there, but they're there for their own benefit and they're actually being toxic to you.
Yeah. Sometimes they might be there for entertainment, really, because of all the drama or whatever you're going through, and they're like, they're trying to tune in.
Yeah, they want the tea.
You know?
Wow. Yeah, they exactly. Want, yeah, some friends are there want the tea.
Right.
Some that's why I only fuck there. With my day ones and niggas I can laugh about booties with.
Whoa! some of the like you said, friendships could be toxic because they have friendships that people just hit you up for no reason, you know, hit you up for when they need something,
right?
And that's a toxic friend, a friend that hit you up like, oh, you know, they don't hit you up for your birthday, holidays, things like that. But when they need a lookout,
what is that? Three toxic traits. What do we got? What makes you a toxic person? Three traits.
I would say being inconsiderate.
Oh, okay. There
you one. Go. One. Yeah. I mean, being inconsiderate is definitely toxic. Disrespectful.
Oh, two. I was about to say that. Yeah.
and dishonest. Those would be the three main things for me that like that defines being a toxic person. You're dishonest, whether it's with yourself or your friends or family or whatever. And that can fall in, but you know, distrust or whatever.
I feel like toxic people are narcissistic.
Yes.
That's deep. That's a deeper level. That's peeling the onion back one more time,
you know
right
what I'm
there.
Saying? I feel like toxic people are definitely controlling and needy.
Manipulative can be controlling.
And those are all narcissistic tendencies too.
Manipulative is definitely one of those. Insecurities.
Insecurities
can be a trait of a toxic person, for sure. I definitely agree with you on that, Vegan Vice. Insecurities play a big part in somebody being toxic because they'll worry too much, you know what I mean, about the wrong shit.
Right.
And that's some toxic shit, too. Don't you hate when somebody worry about the wrong shit, though?
And you're just like, oh, my God.
Like, yo, really? This ain't even what I'm doing. You worry about the wrong shit. I'm over here shooting the podcast.
Right.
You know what
I'm
saying?
Over here tripping.
Nah, real shit.
Yo, that's
man.
Crazy. That's crazy.
But people only in your, you got leaves, you got branches, and you got roots.
Break that down for me. You got leaves.
Ooh, that
you got,
was deep.
You got leaves, you that got branches, deep. You got roots. And I've heard this saying before, but I want you to break it down for the people that's listening that might not understand.
I got you. So a leaf is always, think about the seasons. The leaf is going to blow off. Mm-hmm. They extremely temporary.
Your leaf is your associate.
Yeah, a leaf is.
They come and they go.
Okay.
But check it out. How many times have you seen a branch die off? Not often, but they do. Mm-hmm. Feel me? So a branch can wither and die. So that's more of a people. They almost in the inner circle.
Yeah, a branch could be your branch
those,
could be a long term friend. Yeah,
the leaves are people that you meet and you interact with.
Yeah, associates. But your branch could be like a long term friend, a family member, a cousin, whatever. You know what I mean?
Like for a season.
For a season, right?
But a root is dug deep into the ground.
They with you.
It's a foundation.
Right.
You don't see a root dying unless the tree gets uprooted. You feel me?
Right.
And when the tree gets uprooted, most of the time it dies.
So
the roots die together.
Your roots would be your brother, your sister, family. Your mother, your, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? This nigga almost knocking me to the mic, but this is my brother right here, though. Southside Seas, man. You my brother for real, man. I know you since 1993, man. That shit's never going to change, bro.
That's
real shit. But you're right, though. Like, your roots are your ground and your foundation. And
you got to understand who your roots are, for real.
Yeah. What we got, Screaming?
I was
at the door. He saw the live. He saw the nigga. Nah, I wasn't ready for that. You know? But yeah, no, you're right though. You know what I mean? Definitely.
Yeah, that's a dope saying. Is
that's
that like
definitely a great
is that an
analogy.
African proverb in some form of fashion.
My peoples used to tell me that. I don't know where they got it from though. So.
Wow.
But on that same coin, right? They are toxic roots, your roots, yeah, your family members. People have toxic relationships with their mother and father, and their brother and sister. I know people who haven't speak to their brothers and sisters for years,
right?
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Or even their mother and father.
For people, we gotta stop making it okay for people to force people to interact with that toxic family member.
You're right.
Right.
I saw a post about that. All right,
not even address the problem. You know?
Look. I'm gonna give you a situation, and you tell me how you feel about it. Right. You don't get along with a certain side of your family. You know what I mean? It could be your mom or dad's side, whatever. All hypothetical, right? But this Thanksgiving, y'all spending it over there at that side of the family that you don't fuck with.
I don't fuck with these niggas.
You really don't fuck with they family. You love them to death, but you really, really don't fuck with them. They don't fuck with you.
Okay.
But you got to go over there, you know what I mean?
And smile
and smile and participate in all the family events. But you know what I mean? So that's really forcing yourself to go to a toxic situation. You're like, dang. I really want to come over here and talk shit about everybody.
You don't want to do nothing wrong and nothing, none of that shit.
Exactly.
Yo, you heard about so and so? Nope.
That's family. That's family toxic shit.
What you think about the potato salad? It was good.
I know, right? You'd be like in the corner. Hey, where you go? I'm just gonna smoke me a spliff, man. I don't even know what y'all.
You just know everything.
Nah, that's real shit.
Even in that situation, if you ever find yourself in that situation and you were fully cordial and nice and all of that shit, sat in the corner and didn't say shit, they'd be like, "That nigga wasn't fucking with us.
Yeah,
he was all in the corner.
He was anti-social.
And I heard he said the potato salad was nasty."
That's toxic right there. That's toxic, though.
But you know what? I think all that toxic shit boils down to poor communication. Poor communication between whether it's a family member or a friend or a relationship, a significant other. Man, you got to communicate, man. A lot of people hold shit in until it's too late, and then they blow up on you, and you're like, damn, I didn't even know.
And I would like to apologize, because I think that's the toxic shit that I bring to my relationship. Just you saying that now makes me think about some things. Like, I would rather not talk about a situation because I feel like I kind of fear the argument or the tension of the situation. So just to stay away from that, I'm not even going to say nothing.
But after a while, that
shit builds up. And that one small thing, like, yo, I said I wanted tomato. What he said? A double burger with cheese, nigga. You know what I'm saying? And I blow up. So I apologize to, my significant other for that. Because sometimes I'm not as communicative as I could be to let you know that I'm upset. But after a while, it's just, you don't deserve that.
But sometimes the outcome could be actually pretty good with the communication. Like, some people just keep it in, like you said, because you don't want to argue, but like, sometimes it actually helps. Gives someone, the other person, more understanding to be like, okay, they'll think a little bit.
Hey, on the flip side, we gotta normalize over communication though.
I really don't think there's such a thing.
Over communication is key. Over communication from a woman is called nagging.
True. Well, I don't nagging, but I'm gonna tell you, I gotta get my shit out. I can't hold on to it. I gotta tell you.
So what is male nagging?
Bitching. Hey, but once you, listen. Once you get your shit off, you gotta let it go. Like, that's it. You know what I mean? So if you continue to bring it up, like I said, a lot of women do that. A lot of women they'll say they shit. You done got your lashes for the day, and they'll come back. You know what I mean? You done laid down, thought the shit was over, wake up, had dinner.
And one more thing.
You know what I mean? That's toxic as hell too, man.
I'm the type of person I have to over communicate. That way is, you know what I'm saying?
You know my point across.
This nigga be bitching at the crib.
No, I don't be bitching.
I'm saying, man, why is the salad fork in front of the entree fork? Ass nigga.
Hey, yo. Nah, I get it though. But like, on the same note, and the same thing that C said, I want to piggyback off that. Like, a lot of men, he not the only one guilty of that. A lot of men be like, you know what, I'm happy with my girl, she happy, I might be mad as shit that she did something that was toxic, whatever, in this relationship, but I'm not gonna not gonna say shit to save face and not argue or whatever the case may be. Like, man, I don't even wanna hear that shit today. You know what I mean? Like,
that's a fact.
You know what, she
that's
fucked up. But if I speak on this, it's gonna bring up something I did 2 weeks ago, and then we gotta go back and forth, tit for tat. You know what I mean? So I'm gonna avoid this communication. So women, y'all gotta open up. Let a man feel comfortable to say, to speak his piece without getting, you know what I mean, the backlash from that.
I wanna hear the other person's side. You know what I'm saying? So I will sit there and listen, and if I'm wrong, I will be quiet. I'll be like, oh.
Mm-mm. See, I'm calling bullshit. I'm calling bullshit right now, because women always be like, oh, if you just be honest, hell, or you just talk to me, or you just communicate.
That's a motherfucking lie,
always
my friend.
Be like, yo,
that's some women. That's a lie, my friend.
If you
could, all women, calm down.
Relationship, y'all status is.
Oh no! Oh no! Oh no!
Okay.
That.
So
there you go. I like just, that.
Are y'all
like
talking?
That.
Are y'all dating? Are y'all dating exclusively? Are y'all in a full blown relationship?
Are y'all married?
Right.
Or are you married? Or,
yeah.
That was the five, I guess, levels of it. You know what I mean? You're talking. You're dating. You're dating exclusively. You're in a full blown relationship, and then you're married. You know what I mean?
What is the difference between dating exclusively and being in a relationship?
Because dating exclusively meaning like, okay, we're past the dating stage where we go out on a date maybe every once, twice, three times a month or whatever. But I'm dating other people. I'm interested in other people. I'm on
that's
a date.
Not exclusive.
I'm on a date.
Yeah,
no,
that's
dating. So when you get to dating exclusive, that's when you've cut off all the other dates, and now you're just dating this one person. You know what I mean? So when you're in a dating scene, you're dating. I'm dating.
That sounds more like a decision, not a phase.
No, that's what it is. I'm telling you, when you
there is a lot of
listen
phases,
when you talk when you're talking to somebody,
a lot of confusion as well.
You're talking to somebody, you meet somebody, you get the number, whatever. You're talking to that person, trying to get interested into dating. Dating is you could be having sex at the dating point. You know what I mean? At the dating stage.
When dating means other
talking. People. Yeah, but you're also talking to other people. You could have went on a date with this person that you talked to.
Lot.
And y'all could be smashing, whatever, but you're dating. You could still be dating somebody else, you know what I mean? But you're in the dating phase. Once you skip that level,
sorry,
to go to
I've been
dating,
married for a long time.
Yeah, I know, that's why I'm breaking it down for you. Once you skip that level and you go to dating exclusively, that's when it's just you and that one person that you was dating.
Okay.
Right?
Understood.
Y'all done cut off your other hoes. It's just you. It's just you and that one person. You know what I mean? Y'all figuring out a way to get to the next level, which is a full blown relationship. Okay. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's putting it out to everybody. Like, I'm not just dating this person exclusively, but I'm dating with a goal and a purpose.
Her
that's
name
a,
ain't Big Booty Keisha no more. Her name is Keisha.
Yeah, Keisha Williams. It's Keisha Williams now, okay? And she's going to have my last name soon. That's that goal, you know what I mean? Then
that's
you,
what's up.
Then
that's
you
what's
get
up.
To
I
the,
can dig it.
You know, and then from relationship, you know, you go to full-blown marriage. So, okay. You know what I mean?
Cool.
Motherfuckers going to be acknowledging the steps. They be skipping the steps.
Yeah, they do. They definitely
or,
do.
Or, like you said, it's a gray area. Don't nobody know what step they in.
Yes.
Right.
They don't know what step they am.
And some of you toxic ass niggas don't be letting the girl know that she on level 4 and you still on level 2.
Okay.
Yes, that's or you facts. Making a girl think that you guys are something when it's really not that
she
deep
might
on
think
inside.
Y'all on the dating exclusively because you want to go back to see Ray
and
be like,
you
know
on
what?
The hollering too.
I don't
you still like getting a number
yeah,
and
I'm
she
trying
on
to,
dating exclusively.
Yeah, yeah. That's she's right. At the dating exclusively level. You're still at the regular dating level where you're dating other people. And might be even smashing other people, but you know what I mean?
Yeah,
because, but
crazy,
hey,
though.
But because you don't want to argue, you know what I mean? You keep that shit to yourself.
That's terrible. See, that's lack of communication
go.
Right there.
Hey,
and that's toxic.
Because if a man told you right now, listen, we're just dating. I'm dealing with you and we're smashing and all that, and that's cool. But I'm also dating somebody else because I like this person too, and we smash too. How would you feel about that? That's being honest and communicate.
I would appreciate the honesty because I'll do the same thing then.
Okay, well, see, that's what it is. Most women,
you know, that I won't have all my eggs in one basket. If you're dating other people, I'm like, okay, well,
that's a lot of toxic smashing.
Nah, people gotta know the dating scene. You gotta know what dating.
What if you really like that person? You ain't with that shit.
Yeah, what if you really like the person? You're like,
well, you
damn.
You have to communicate that. You have to look. I mean,
yo,
like you,
a one-sided relationship is somebody liking somebody a whole lot more than somebody else could potentially run that other person off too.
That
yeah.
is true.
Somebody ready
that
to jump to level 3.
I like you. I'm not smashing nobody else but you. We could have used that one
right there. Right
there.
Now you're late.
Yeah.
Now you're late. Go to. Ain't no real shit though. But you're right though. See, like, if you're in a relationship, not in a relationship, let's go back to the steps. You're at the talking stage. You get back to the dating stage. You're dating, right? This person that you're dating, you smashing, they like, okay, I like this person a lot, I'm ready to take it to level 3 and date exclusively. But you still at level 2.
Right.
You communicate that, hey, I want to stay at level 2.
Right.
I'm not interested in going to level 3. Hey, look, he just did a
cha-cha with a joint.
You got a cha-cha. I'm just at level 2. I'm not interested in level 3 yet. You know what I mean? Does that run the other person off, or does that make you toxic for not ready, being ready to step to the next level?
I feel like if I tell you I'm not ready to go to the next level and you're ready to go and you don't see the red flag that says I'm good where we are right now, then I feel like both people are being toxic, because you want something that I'm telling you I'm not willing to fulfill, and I'm sticking around because you're offering me something that I'm not willing to fulfill.
And you guys are both actually sticking around, so at the end of the day, that is kind of toxic.
So does it? So that definitely goes back toxic to it being beneficial. Mm. Y'all both having sex and y'all enjoying that. You want him to be in your boyfriend, but he's kind of like, I'm still at the dating level.
Need a cha-cha.
But
take
hey,
back one time.
Two step, one hop this time.
Piggyback off there.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
After what,
Scream Man?
After what,
Scream Man?
I'm taking it back. Hey, like, what?
Hey, look, he's still cha-cha, y'all. He was not on camera.
He like, after that. Okay, you've had sex with this person that you're just
stop dating. Saying smash. I don't think girls like that.
I don't care.
She like you. You don't want to get there. She pulls smashing from you. Where were you standing?
Ooh.
Okay. So okay.
I like this
one. Okay. So let's restate this question.
Okay.
You're saying that if you and this woman are at the dating phase, you smash, and she ready to take it to the next level, you're not. So she says, okay, well, I'm gonna take it back a step. Now we go back to the talking stage. No right. more. No you don't get no sex, nothing. No just phone sex. Calls, text messages, whatever. Ooh. Where does the man stand after that? Most men leave. Most men leave. Mm-hmm. Now, if a man really liked that girl, he's not even gonna go there to that point. He's probably gonna try to take it to level 3. But if not, then he's probably gonna be out, because he's like, yeah, we're regressing. I have somebody else in my dating pool, because I'm in the dating. I'm on level 2.
Mm-mm-mm.
So you left. So I have somebody else that I've been dating and I'm interested in, that I might want to, you know what I mean?
Ty Dolla $ign said it
we
best.
We might take it to level 3. You know what I mean? She might have something that you didn't have.
Ty Dolla $ign said it best.
I got a text from a homie.
Uh-oh.
Watching the show, he shall remain nameless. He said, is it toxic if I tell y'all I want to have a baby, and do you keep the baby anyway?
Whoa.
That's deep.
Okay, is it toxic? I'm getting tongue twisted saying toxic many times. Okay, is it toxic to say what now?
Germ, the word that you use was pervasive, right?
Pervasive.
That is the beginning of a pervasive relationship.
Okay.
Y'all in a
relationship.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
What level you at? You at level 2 or 3?
It doesn't matter.
You at level 2.
You're at the talking phase at this point. A child has been conceived.
I don't want a child.
Right.
You had a child.
Mm.
A child has been conceived. It doesn't matter if y'all at the toxic.
No, is he toxic for saying he don't want to have a child?
No, not at all.
No.
He should have scrapped that better.
Yeah,
that's his fault.
He's toxic. Period.
He's pervasive for that simple fact that he should have known what type of shit gonna get you in from having raw sex. That's gonna put you at a level 3 when you really want to be at a level 2 with your shit. You know what I mean?
Because mm-hmm,
that lets a woman know, hey, if we're having sex with no protection, we're at level 3 now. We're dating exclusively.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is not you can't smash nobody else if we're having sex raw, right? Does that mean you at level 3? I mean, clear it up for me.
Look,
clear it up for me if I'm wrong.
Like I said,
clear it up for me. Because
I said, I've been married for a long time.
It's very hard to.
But
gosh,
I'm not going to spread that propaganda either. You say safe sex is the virtue, but there's not everybody's not having safe sex, and if you've had, you know what I'm saying, sex that wasn't, you know what I mean, necessarily safe, then you know what I'm saying. So
okay, I get,
there
yeah.
are more people having non-safe sex than safe sex in,
right.
in the dating
people,
pool at these days.
People are smashing raw.
They
smashing
raw.
The first time at that.
Regular.
If you smash a raw on a regular, then
okay,
that's exclusive. That's a level three.
Is it really?
That's a level three.
That's a level three. That could be considered a level three.
Yeah. No,
that could be considered a level three, right? What would you say?
Yeah, yes or no? So. Yeah, because like on a regular, yeah. Especially if you started out with protection.
So y'all are in an exclusive relationship by that point. If y'all are,
yeah, that means the man. That means the man
regularly.
Yeah, that means the man and the woman is comfortable.
Yeah.
That's what that means. I mean, we both comfortable having sex with each other. I trust you. You know what I mean?
Excellent.
That you're not, you know what I mean? Right. Not going to give me nothing or whatever. Uh-huh. And, you know what I mean? Now, I mean, real shit though. But like you said, some people do it on the first date and they want to stay at level two with it.
Right. Crazy,
go ahead.
The drawback that you just talked about from one level to another happens at every level.
It does.
Be prepared for that. So whenever a woman is ready to go to the next level, the first thing she's going to take from you is the sex.
Mm.
Know that. Mm. Message.
You heard it here first.
True.
Message. All right, so I seen some toxic shit I want to address. Cause we running out of time talking about all this pervasive
and harmful.
Poisonous. You in this relationship? We'll say you at level three with a shorty.
Level three
is dating exclusive. That's dating exclusive. Okay. Y'all go out of town on a trip. Okay. Right.
Together.
Matter of fact, I'll take it back. You're on level two. You're dating this person, okay. But you've been on other dates with other people. But you and this person, y'all go out of town, Atlantic City.
Okay.
That's closer, DC. Yeah, MGM.
DC. Oh, man. That's smaller. Okay.
She gives you $50 to gamble.
Here we go.
What?
Right?
Hold on.
Yeah, okay. Listen. Okay. She give you $50 to gamble. You hit for $100,000. What do you give this person that gave you the $50? You out. You a green ass motherfucker. You toxic. You're toxic. That's what that is.
I give her $50,000.
$50,000? You're dating. Y'all on level two.
I give her $50,000.
You on level two.
I give her $50,000.
25? Jeremy, what you say?
So what was the question?
Boom. I'm giving
you
the 50.
What you say, Scream Man?
I'm giving you the 50.
You make $100,000. She gave you 50 to gamble. You hit $100,000 off it.
Oh no! This nigga said I'm gonna get a 50 back.
I'm gonna give her what she paid.
You gonna give her $50 back?
Her 50 and 25.
You gonna give her $25,000? Vegan Voss.
Okay. That's nice.
Vegan Voss, what would you do?
Y'all together. Y'all
bro. Hold on, this your girl?
You just on level two.
No, level two.
You on level two? You're dating. You've dated other people.
I'm gonna store a smooth
10
piece.
$10,000.
Oh!
$10,000. So,
okay.
But you got 90.
Okay.
But you got 90.
Okay.
You know you blessed. You gave me 50, you up 10,000.
Take this blessing and keep stepping. You
guys
know
are
what
really
man?
Generous. That's really generous.
What would you do? What would you do if she was on the other foot? You a female, you with this guy, he give you $50 to gamble, you hit $100,000. But y'all just dating. Y'all on level two with it. You ain't exclusive. Y'all not having raw sex, none of that.
That's kind of hard. I mean, because I'm really generous anyways. You know, with anybody, with friends. No, seriously, like I just feel bad for people sometimes.
Oh, soft heart gonna give him $75,000.
Sometimes.
First off, if a drunk going out of town with you, she thinks y'all are in an exclusive relationship.
you're
definitely
you're level three.
So
she thinks y'all gonna have raw sex when you go out of town. Yeah. You're definitely having raw sex when you go out of town.
I'm telling you now, if she goes out of town with you and she gives you the 50 to go gamble with and you give her the 50,000, she's going to give it back to you anyway because she think y'all are level three.
Oh,
so you're Gucci.
No, but she's definitely going to expect raw sex and out of town. Y'all go to Atlantic City and y'all just level two, you're going to step into level three
this is
on
a
that
fact.
Trip.
This is
that trip.
This is a fact.
If you come back from that trip and you're still on level two, she's out of here.
This is a fact.
She's taking the sex away. You're going back to level one.
Ooh, level
and you
one.
Might, yeah, you're going back to level one with it.
And if you, and then she's going to want that 50 grand back.
Yeah.
With all the pervasiveness.
All right, so I want to say one thing before we get right back into the book and where we can get it and all of that. Who would y'all say is the most toxic right now, men or women?
Women.
Give me a solid vote.
Women.
I say men.
It's
like
more
in
y'all,
my, in
it's
my
gotta
experience,
be
men. Sorry.
It's got to be y'all. It's more y'all.
I'm saying women, G. I'm saying women, G. It can't be us.
It can't be us. It's more
us. You know what I mean? It's never us.
Because if you can't leave me alone and harass me all the time, you're super toxic. Chicks is like,
yeah. This is a fact. This is a fact.
Cause and effect. You know what I'm
saying? Right.
Men make women toxic and vice versa?
I think it's vice versa. It could be vice versa.
Vegan Voss, you got an opinion on that?
I'm a man, B. Oh, God. Plan.
Huh?
Niggas is the most toxic.
Oh, we the thank most you on the planet.
Yes. This Steve Harvey ass nigga, boss. Man. Hey, cut his mic off. Cut my mic off so we can't hear him.
Hey,
listen.
Hey, hey. Vegan
like
Voss.
Savage right
he
there.
Said we're the most. Hey, Vegan Voss said we're the most savage being on the planet. Men, we are the
most toxic boy in the world.
I'm sorry.
Carolyn
I agree.
Said men. If y'all disagree or agree,
y'all know who you are.
And y'all want to call up. Y'all want to call up 757-524-2998. Call up and tell us who's the most toxic, men or women. You know what I mean? Be brief too, because we almost out of here.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
While we doing this, while y'all calling up and all that, man, I want to show y'all the book. We all have copies.
Yes.
Like I said, I got my little bookmark in here because I'm halfway.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy.
This is the book. It's called Toxic. Make sure you go and get this book. It is $13.95. Yeah, okay, yeah. Support this young lady
spicy.
Right here.
Thank you so much.
She is
spicy,
definitely
y'all.
Coming through and doing her thing. You can get it on Amazon. She said it does sell out fast, and Amazon keeps restocking. Amazon keeps restocking. So you can find this on Amazon.com. It's called Toxic. And you can also find this on Barnes & Noble. Okay. You know what I mean?
And then it's going to go digital. It might be digital now. I have to check. But in a couple weeks, if anything, it's gonna go digital, and then probably like in about a month, they're gonna do a whole press release for me.
That's crazy.
So, and then it's gonna big be big things are going on.
Yeah, I'm so proud of you, man. I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
Real
shit.
Really happy.
Real shit.
This is major. Somebody that we know personally is definitely an author. So I'm gonna get my book signed. I know C-Ray gonna get his book signed. We're gonna have autographed copies of this book. It's gonna be the first book of many. The next one coming is a children's book. So make sure y'all look out for that joint as well.
Thank you.
This has been a dope episode. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad you came through. I'm glad you came to kick it with us.
Flowers.
And
thank
you know,
you
before
for
we go,
me.
Yeah, before we go, we gotta get our flowers. This is something we do before every episode, or at the end of every episode, and we give our flowers out to anybody in the world, family, friend, toxic or not, dead or alive, famous or not, you know what I'm saying? But somebody that deserves their flowers that doesn't normally get it. This month is Women's History Month, so we've been trying to stay with the trend of giving women their flowers. So, C, you want to start it off? Or G, do you want to start it off?
I'll start it off. I want to give my flowers to my mother. 9 years today, actually, she passed away. I lost her.
Salute. And salute to Mama Gigi. You know what I mean?
That was my heart and my soul. And
rest is.
I miss her so much. I had a moment earlier. So, it's just too much for me sometimes. Even though it's been 9 years, that was my best friend. I love her and I miss her so much. I miss her dearly. Not a day passes where I don't think about her. So flowers like, definitely going out to my mother, and I'm hoping that she's proud of me that I came out with this.
She definitely is. So. Definitely is, man.
We see you. She's shining.
We see you. No, but I'm glad that you even came to the podcast, even going through all of that today.
I really appreciate
being in an emotional day for you, you still came through and represented.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Gotta kick it with the homies.
Yes.
Ghetto.
I appreciate that 1,000%. C-Ray, you want to get your flowers?
I'd like to give my flowers to Madam C.J. Walker. One of the most memorable and greatest businesswomen of black women in America ever. So thank you for what you've done for not only me and the drive in my wife's business, Cosmo by Candace. Like, she's purely inspired by you, and I thank you for your movements, for how it reciprocates into the things that my wife does for our family. So thank you so much.
That's what's up, man. I appreciate that too. Madam CJ Walker. Boom.
Yeah, man.
I want to give my flowers. This week I'm gonna give my flowers to some family. I want to give my flowers to my sister Katrina. Katrina is my closest sister in age, 8 years apart. I won't say she's my favorite sister, but like I said, we have a really close relationship.
Don't you do that?
Yeah, see, I can't say my favorite, but you know what I mean. But we have a really close relationship because of our age. We've been through a whole lot together, but she's somebody who's very inspirational. She has her own CPA firm. She has her own boutique in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. She's doing big things. She always inspires me to do more, and I love her dearly, man. And every time I need advice or anything like that, whether I'm going through it or not, my sister's always there, man. So Katrina, I love you. I know you be listening. She supports the podcast.
Always been my favorite sister, though.
She supports the podcast. Shut up. She supports the podcast every week, man. She definitely comes through and supports every week. She probably watch right now. So what up, Trina?
Appreciate that.
And that's it, man. That's all I got for him. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it is. That's what it is. Big
I think it was a dope episode. For sure.
Thank you for having me. It was definitely a toxic episode.
Go get your books, man. Support our people.
Make sure y'all go get it.
Toxic. Spicy, y'all.
Yes. And make sure y'all subscribe to the podcast. Hold on. Pause the music for a second before we get out of here. Make sure you broke mother suck ass. No, listen, real shit though, man. Support the podcast. Go to anchor.fm/thiswhatitis. Yeah, subscribe, man. Make sure y'all come here every Sunday on Facebook Live at 8:00 p.m. Man, we giving y'all great content. But y'all can subscribe on the website
for a dollar.
You know what I mean?
Go spend a buck with us.
$1 every month. If you feeling froggy, you want to jump to $5.
Do that too.
You know what I mean? And if you feeling like you got your stimmy already and your taxes hit,
then do
and
the
you
10.
Wanna, and you want to drop $10 a month, by all means, feel free, man. Support black business. You know
that's
what I'm saying,
man. We need it. We need the momentum,
you know?
Y'all.
And with that, then we out of here. You know what I mean? Sound man, can I get some?
Bing, 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 bing.
This is what it is podcast, man. Y'all know what it is.
Southside Seeds got y'all new music coming.
Yes, Southside Seeds got new music coming. Our special guest Gigi Greer Garcia, the author of Toxic.
Shit spicy, y'all.
And see y'all next week, man. Gone wrong.